Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please have a seat. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit, the festival and feast 50 days after the Passover, where the disciples and Mary were most likely gathered along with many people in what was called the upper room. A strong wind descended upon them like an explosion filled the area where they were sitting. Can you imagine being there and seeing what might have been like light coming at them and like a white film and wind coming at you? They were filled with gifts of the Holy Spirit and were able to speak in different languages, in different tongues, as the Spirit gave them the ability. God had promised his disciples that he would send his Holy Spirit on Pentecost, and they were granted the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Before Jesus ascended into heaven, he promised his disciples that he would send the Holy Spirit to give them wisdom and strength and to spread the gospel throughout the world. The apostles began to preach the gospel in the different languages. The Jews that were gathered there could now understand them. The crowd actually thought the apostles were drunk because they were all speaking unfamiliar languages. The apostle Peter had to address the crowd and let the people know that they were not drunk. God initiated the great gift of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost so that we could begin to be like him and share his holiness and develop our Christian character. We are all led by the Holy Spirit. He is working in our lives. He has feelings. In Romans, Paul referred to the love of the Spirit, having emotion. The Bible portrays the Holy Spirit as one having the characteristics of personality. It makes sense then for us to think of him as a person. The Holy Spirit is a person, a divine person. We should never refer to the Spirit as it. We should think of the Spirit as he or him. He is God. God, the Holy Spirit, one of the three persons of the Trinity. He is equal with the Father and the Son, but has his own unique activities. Have you ever prayed to the Holy Spirit? He already knows all about us. When we are filled with the Spirit, he dwells within us. He leads and guides us. When we become Christians, we are sealed into Christ Jesus and are protected for our entire life with Him. The Spirit is poured out on Pentecost and indwells in our very bodies as a true and living person. Our worship of God must include worship of the Holy Spirit. As the doxology says, praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Paul used the language of indwelling when describing how the Spirit is related to us. Our bodies are temples in which the Holy Spirit is in us, given to us from God as Christians, a gift given to us at baptism. The Spirit dwells in our hearts. Have you ever had someone say to you, your eyes shine, you look different to me? When we are filled with the Spirit, we feel good. And sometimes our light shines. Our lives become filled with good behavior, faithfulness and kindness and goodness. So on this day of Pentecost, let your Spirit shine forth. Amen.
Amen. Amen.